Jack and Dean took one side, with Mildred and Doc, while Ryan, Christy, and J.B. took the other, mindful that they were a man short on their side. They were safe in cover and stilled when they heard the SEC team approach. The SEC men were making no attempt to hide their approach, and the conversation that could be overheard soon revealed why.
"Those muty fuckers. I say we should wipe them out once and for all."
The first soldier was a large bear-like man with straining muscles, flowing white hair and beard. He carried a battered Heckler & Koch like Ryan's old and once-favored blaster. The one-eyed man noted this from cover, knowing how effective the H&K could be, especially in the relatively confined clearing of the track.
"You know, alien wouldn't hold with that."
The second guard was a rangy man with receding sandy hair and a Lee Enfield 303 in his hand, carried with a casual air that suggested speed when surprised.
Damned alien. Harvey knows what I mean. We can't afford to lose kids like that."
A third man spoke up.
"We can't afford to lose anyone, Jake."
This one was younger than the others, seemingly sluggish. He was fat, with a belly that spilled over his belt, and had a blaster that looked from a distance to be a Colt detective special. A fourth SEC man wore a plaid shirt and had long silvery gray hair that belied his youthful face. Carrying a Sharps rifle over his shoulder, he had so far been silent, but now he spoke in slow, measured tones. He sounded more thoughtful than the others, and had a reasoned edge to his voice.
"Seems to me there's no way to stop the muties. The Sun children have always been a problem, but their pesthole-ville is too exposed to mount a good attack without them seeing us coming from a long way off. No good to us to have too many men chilled wiping them out. They don't often trouble us, right? They only sacrifice once a year, and it's only the dumbass kids that let themselves be swiped. Just the casualties of living."
The bear-like man glared at the silver-haired SEC man.
"We get them back, and I'll let that stand, Downey. We lose them, then you and me gonna come to blows, Harvey or no Harvey."
"Meaning?"
"You know what I mean. It's a shit code to live by, letting our young get taken and not giving a fuck."
"I didn't say I didn't give a fuck. Just that you have to accept shit if you live in it. We win, we lose."
The four SEC men passed by where the companions had hidden themselves, blasters ready. Ryan was relieved that the SEC men hadn't seen them, and that there had been no need to fight. From their dress, they weren't allied to those who had attacked them on the blacktop, and perhaps they would know who those weird people were. And certainly he knew that his friends wouldn't be averse to joining a party headed for the Mutyville of Somptvogel, but not now. To reveal themselves would be to invite a firefight. They would stay hidden, and then progress to the ville. The arrival of the SEC men was fortunate, as it would allow them to track an entrance to the underground ville that much more easily. On the other side of the path, Jack tensed. Only four SEC men, with none behind? He knew that he had seen double that number. He raised the Colt Python, but then heard a voice behind him as he felt cold metal against his neck.
"Don't!"
A whistle sounded from behind Ryan, and the SEC men on the path whirled and hit the forest floor, ignoring the curling creepers as their blasters jumped to hand in ready positions, trained on the foliage in front of them, the area where the companions were hiding. Ryan fell to one side, rolling as he hit the branches and plant stems, coming around with the Sig Sauer in his hand. He came face to face with a snub-nosed Colt Magnum carry, the small barrel blaster chambered for six rounds of .357 Magnum, despite its size. The pasty-skinned man holding it in an outstretched hand smiled, his uneven yellow teeth showing in almost a snarl.
"I wouldn't, my friend. You're good, but this is our land." "Well, now, let's get you all out here in what passes for the open in this pest hole of a forest. Let's see what we've got here."
With this, the pasty-skinned SEC man gestured with his blaster, ushering Ryan onto the path through the undergrowth. The one-eyed warrior tensed his muscles as he rose, his hand wavering toward the panga still on his thigh, judging if he could swiftly reach the Sig Sauer that he had been forced to discard on the carpet of creeper vine. The SEC man grinned. It was a slow, lazy grin that started at the corners of his mouth and spread across his face without ever touching the eyes.
"You could try, my friend, but you'd only get another empty hole through the center of that thick skull."
Ryan judged the distances, then relaxed visibly. It would be volunteering for the farm, so he would wait for a better chance. He cursed his unwillingness on this journey to head straight into a firefight. His attempts to move stealthily and avoid wasting both time and ammo had led them into this. Ryan stepped slowly backward, out into the center of the path. Jack, Dean, Mildred, and Doc were already standing there, stripped of their weapons. As Ryan emerged, he saw from the corner of his eye that J.B. and Christy were also emerging backward, their hands in the open.
"That was a fine job of ambush, friend. Never heard you coming. Did you, Jack?"
"You're not so bad yourself, Cyclops. We knew you were there, but not how you figured we were coming. Unless it was that muty scum."
The sec man directed a venomous glare at Jack. The teen's blazing red eyes returned the look, not moving, but saving it for a time when he could even the score. The four sec men who had passed them were now on their feet, blasters raised but easy. There would be no nervous trigger fingers here, only carefully considered blasting. The sec man who had his blaster trained on Ryan was one of four who had swept around behind the two groups as they waited in the undergrowth. His companion was a small, wizened man with nut-brown skin, and a 9mm Walther PPK was trained steadily on J.B. and Christy. Covering the others were two sec men who looked like twins, both with shoulder-length matted dreadlocks and coffee-colored skin, small glazed brown eyes unwavering. Both had beards to cover their pockmarked skin. They were intent on keeping their charges well covered.
"Don't know shit about who these fuckers are, Harv, but they ain't sun children."
The man's high-pitched voice sounded out of place in his burly frame. His twin replied in an equally high voice, looking over at Jack.
"Shouldn't say that, bro. That muty shit can be all fire clever, and this dude sure is muty."
"Not muty, asshole."
"Don't think they're anything to do with the sun children."
Then he directed his attention to Ryan.
"You'll have to excuse the boys there, but Ant and Dee lost their balls to the muty fuckers when they were just kids. Being twins, they would have been better for sacrifice. It's only because they're such feisty fuckers that they escaped. Nearly unscathed."
"Hate that shit, though."
Doc cleared his throat noisily.
"If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, that would seem an eminently reasonable point of view. I wouldn't be averse to chilling a few of those scum-suckers myself."
"You? Oh, man, you couldn't fart your way out of a vine leaf."
He prodded at Doc with the barrel of his blaster, a dirty and grease-covered shotgun that even J.B. couldn't recognize in its seemingly poor condition. In relieving the party of their blasters, the sec-men had been slack enough to leave Ryan his panga, J.B. his techno-knife, and Doc his lion's head swordstick, making the mistake of assuming it was to aid his walking. A mistake the twin was to regret, as Doc stepped back, sweeping the big sec-man's feet from beneath him with the stick, and then drawing the sword in one fluid motion, the speed of which took the sec-man by surprise.
"Could I not?"
The point of his sword pressed into the grounded man's throat. Ryan tensed, sensing the sudden increase in tension around him. The blasters of the sec-men raised just a fraction, fingers almost audibly tightening their grip. Harvey's smile vanished, to be replaced in a fraction of a second by a roaring laugh.
"I'll be damned. Can't remember the last time Dee was bested like that, let alone by someone like him."
He indicated Doc with a nod of the head.
"Guess you people are as hot as I thought. So tell me why I shouldn't just chill you all right now."
"Because it'll waste your time. You want to go after those fuckers who've got your kids."
"Good answer. But to chill you would just take a few seconds."
Ryan smiled, slow and with a vulpine grace.
"You sure about that?"
Harvey grinned and shook his head.
"No. Tell you what, Cyclops, I don't reckon on you being part of that scum. I'll worry about why you're here later. Give you a straight choice. A firefight now, or help us track that scum and maybe not get chilled later. Sound fair?"
Ryan's gaze traveled over his friends and the gathered sec men.
"No, but I don't see that we've got a say."
"Knew you'd see it my way."
"Just as well. Take you any time."
Harvey eyed the albino speculatively.
"You know, Muty, I reckon you're just about mean enough to pull it off. Which is why I want you with us rather than against us."
"Feel good about that? How you know we're not tying?"
The sec chief turned to Ryan.
"Would you, Cyclops?"
"Maybe. Maybe not right now."
"Maybe we're not look."
Harvey gave a rueful grin.
"I really like your spirit, especially as the odds are less than even."
Usually that way.
Jack's red eyes wavered on the sec chief. Harvey considered his words.
You people got a lot of balls. Just maybe we'll get along fine. But we've got unfinished business. Are you with us?